Today we're going to learn Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We're holding at the very last line in Daf Tes Amud Beis. So the Gemara is going to discuss writing the years in a shtar. Hahi shtara. So there was a story of a certain shtar chov, Davik Siv Bey, that it said in the shtar, Shis Shnin Yisei Rasa. The number of years that was written in the shtar was 6 years extra from what other people were nohig to write in the shtar, meaning the way they counted was off by 6 years. And it didn't say explicitly in the shtar that they were counting to Malchus Yavan. It said this number of years, stam, but it wasn't clear what they were counting from. So Savar Rabbanan Kamei de Rav Nachman Lameimer, the Rabbanan thought to say, the Rabbanan who was sitting in front of Rav Nachman thought to say, Hai shtar mu'ucharu. This is like a shtar that's it's written with a post date. It's written post datedly. It's written 6 years late. So as if it were written 6 years later. Na'akve ademati zmane velo tarif. The Malva will hold on to it. Will refrain from being from confiscating any karka that the lova will sell in the meantime before the date in the shtar, and he can't take those away from the lekuchos, because whenever you have a shtar meuchar, it means that he's mochel on the shibud karkaos for the interim period. So Amar Rav Nachman says, no, you're misunderstanding. Hai safra dav konakasve. The guy who wrote the shtar knew exactly what he was doing, and he was writing it a shtar. He was not writing a post-dated shtar. V'hanach shis shnin. The 6 years that the Greeks ruled in only Elam at the beginning of their Malchus, which we don't count as part of the Greek reign, who Kachashevle, the sofer that was writing the shtar, counted those years. Ubizmane Kasve, and he wrote the Zman based on the Malchus Yavan from then. The Tanya Rabbi Yosi Amar Sheishon Malchus Be'elam V'acharkach Pashto Malchusan BeKololam Kula. That at first there were 6 years when the Greeks ruled in Elam before their malchus spread over the entire world. So it was 380 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni that Malchus Yavan was poshet b'kol ha'olam, ruled over the entire world. And that was the thousandth year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov asks on Rav Nachman, Mask Rav Acha bar Yaakov, mimayde l'malchus Yavan ha'maninan, how do I know that the number of years that we write in a shtar is cheshbening from Malchus Yavan? What? Because it happens to align that the number of years is that number of years from Malchus Yavan? Maybe when we're counting the number of years in a shtar, we're really counting back to Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was exactly 1,000 years before Malchus Yavan. And Vishavke, Alpha Kama, Venakte, Alpha Basra, and we just leave out the thousands column because it's unnecessary. So we're starting with Vahaymu Ucharu, and this shtar that has these extra 6 years, there's no explanation for it. It's a shtar Muchar. You see, the extra 6 years can be explained if you're counting from Malchus Yavan, because it's as if Malchus Yavan had two different starting points. There was when Malchus Yavan ruled in Elam, and then 6 years later when it was Pashto Malchusim Kol Olam Kulo. But if you're really counting from Yitzias Mitzrayim, you're not counting from Malchus Yavan at all, then being off by 6 years means you're off by 6 years. There were no two different events of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Rav Nachman Magola in Monin El Malchus Yavan Belvad. So Rav Nachman says, no, we know that when you count years in Golos, it's always from Malchus Yavan and not from Yitzias Mitzrayim. So who Savar Rav Acha bar Yaakov originally thought to Chuyukamadchile, that Rav Nachman was just trying to be Dochehim, and really there's no obligation to write the number of years based on Malchus Yavan specifically. Nafak Dok Vyashkach, so Rav Acha bar Yaakov went out and he found a riot Rav Nachman, Titania Bagola in Mon El Malchus Yavan and Bilvad, and he found that it says explicitly that you only count from Malchus Yavan in Golus. From the Mishnah, you could prove that Rav Nachman is correct. That the fact that we give a number of years, the fact that we date shtaros the way we do, is counting from Malchus Yavan and not from Yitzias Mitzrayim. What Mishnah? Titznan. The first Mishnah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, says as follows: Be'echad b'Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim u'l'regalim. That the first day of Nisan is considered the Rosh Hashanah as far as kings go and as far as Yom Tovim go. V'amrinan l'malachim malachim lemay hilchsa. So the Gemara asks, so what's the halacha that the Mishnah is teaching us as far as kings go? Amar Rav Chista lishtaros, that it means to say when you're writing the date in a shtar that you should count the number of years from the of that melech, and the year changes, the calendar changes in Nisan, and even if the king takes over the malchus in Adar, starting on Nisan, we count that as the second year of his reign. Utnan, and the Mishnah goes on to say, Be'echad b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim u'l'shmitin, that the first day of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for the years and for Shemitahs. V'amrinan, and the Gemara says, l'shanim l'may hilchasa, what's the nafgamina of counting for years? Amrav chista l'shtaros, it means to say that by shtaros we begin from Tishrei. So kasha shtaros ha'adadi. So it sounds like the Mishnah contradicts itself, because it says that we start with shtaros from Nisan, and then it says we start with shtaros, the year starts with shtaros from Tishrei. U'mishaninan kan malchei Israel, kan le malchei of the kochavim. Now one is talking about counting from the malch, from years of a melech Israel, and the other when you're discussing years of a melech of the kochavim. The malchei of the kochavim is Tishrei meninan, the malchei Israel mi Nisan meninan. For the malchei of the kochavim we count from Tishrei, for malchei Israel we count from Nisan. So you see that the number of years for a Jewish king is from Nisan. Va'anan hashta mitishrei meninan. Whereas nowadays we're knowing to count years in shtaros starting from Tishrei. V'yisal gadai techli yitzias mitzrayim meninan. But if our count of years is not based on Malchus Yavan, but based on Yitzias Mitzrayim, well then, Mi Nisan Be'inan Lemimne, we should have been counting from Nisan, because that's a Jewish thing. So Jewish things we count from Nisan. Elav Shmamina Lemalche Yevanim Maninan Shmamina. And therefore, what we see clearly is that we count based on Malchus Yavan, we do not count based on Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though the numbers align, because they're exactly 1,000 years apart from each other. So the main point over here is that when we write dates in shtaros, we're counting based on the beginning of Malchus Yavan, not based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore the date changes in Tishrei, the year changes in Tishrei, and if the shtar is off by 6 years, we assume it's not a mistake, and it's not a me'uchar, but it's just counting from when the Yavanim started ruling in Elam. Now, the Mishnah had said that amongst the festival days of the Avdei Chavim is Yom Ginusya Shel Malcheihem. So, my Yom Ginusya Shel Malcheihem. What is this festival of Yom Ginusya Shel Malcheihem? Amar Avido Yom Shemamidim Avdei Chavim Es Malkam. It's the day that they are Mamlich, a new king, and in honor of that, they make a special festival. So, ask the Gemara Vatanya, but we have a brisa that says Yom Ginusya, and then separately V'yom Shemamidim Bo'as Malkam, that both of those are festivals, the day of Ginusya and the day that they appoint a new king. Sounds like they're separate days. So it says, well, look, Kasha, that's not a stira. Hadidei, hadibrei. When the brisa calls the Yom Shemamidim Bo'as Malkam, that's the hamlacha of the melech himself. When the brisa says Yom Ginusya, that's the day that they're mamlech, the son of the melech, where the melech, during his lifetime, wants to ensure that his son takes over for him, so while he's alive, he already, you know, does a coronation of his son to take over. So those are the two separate festivals. Frek the Gemara, Umi Mukme Malka Bar Malka, is that a Roman custom that they would that the son of the king would become the king in place of his father? Vatani Rav Yosef Bar Rav Yosef taught in a brisa that when the Navi Ovadia talks about Edom, so he talks about the pasuk he quote is Hine Katon Asaticha Bagayim, and we explain the word Katon is Shein Moshivin Melech ben Melech, that the Romans, which is Edom, do not appoint a Melech, the son of another Melech, like other nations do. She'in lehem loksav v'lo lashon. And when it goes on to say that it's Bazoi, that Bazoi yata ma'od, that the Malchus of Rome is considered Bazoi, it means that they have no ksav of their own, and they have no language of their own, like other Goyim. Whatever they have, they've taken from other people. So you can't say that it's hard to explain that when we talk about a special festival of the Romans, that we're talking about a day where they appoint a melech ben melech. That's not at all a custom of the Romans. Elamai yom kinusya, yom halakha. Haleda, Yom Ginusya must mean the birthday of the king. Asks the Gemara of Tanya, Yom Ginusya vi Yom Haleda, but there's another brisa that lists Yom Ginusya and Yom Haleda as two separate days. Lokasha, Hadi Day Hadibre. When it calls it Yom Haleda, that's the king's birthday. That's the king's birthday. When it says Yom Ginusya, that's the birthday of the king's son. Vatanya Yom Ginusya Shalo, Yom Ginusya Shal Beno, Yom Haleda Shalo, Yom Haleda Shal Beno. But there's another brisa that lists four separate days. His Yom Ginusya, his son's Yom Ginusya, his Yom Haleda, his son's Yom Haleda. So you can't say that Yom Ginusya means the Yom Haleda. Elamai Yom Ginusya, so third possibility, what does Yom Ginusya mean? Yom Shema Midinbo Malka. It's the day that the Ovdei Kochavim established their king. V'lo kasha. We said before that Yom Ginusya and Yom Shamidin Melech are listed as two separate things. No, Hadidei, Hadibrei. Yom Haleda is the Yom of the king's birth. And Yom Ginusya is the day of the son's birth. V'kashalach. We said to Lomokmi Malka Bar Malka, that they don't have the practice of appointing a king's son in place of the king. Al Yidei She'el Lomokmi. When the king specifically requests it, that the people should agree to appoint his son in his place, they will do that. They will sometimes have such a practice. Kigon Asvirus Bar Antoninus de Malach, like Asvinus Bar Antoninus, who became king in place of his father. So main point over here, Yom Ginusya is the day that the king's son becomes appointed as king, and even though the Romans didn't typically do that, when the king had a special request to do it, they would do it. So now the Gemara brings a mice of how the Romans appointed Asvirus as king. Amalei Antoninus the Rebbe, Antoninus said to Rebbe, Be'ino dimluch Asvirus brit tachosi. You know, I would really love if Asvirus, my son, became king in my place. V'tisavit Tveria kolanya. And also that the city of Tveria would be free so that people there would not have to pay taxes. V'yemaluhu, but if I were to make both of those requests of the Romans, chada avdi trelo avdi. They'll do two things for me. They'll do one thing for me, rather, but they're not going to do two things for me. So what should I do in order that they should fulfill both of these requests? I cannot openly request both of these things. So I see gavra arkevei achavrei. So he brought a person and he wrote and he put a, had him on another person's shoulders. V'yavle yona li'ilai bi'adei. And he gave a yona in the hand, a dove in the hand of the upper person. V'amle l'tasa. And he said to the guy on the bottom, amle le d'lemifrach min yadei yona. Say to the guy on top that he should release the yona. Amr Santaninus thought, oh, he's speaking in code. Rebbe's giving me advice in code. Shemamina hachi kamerli. This is what he must be telling me. At you only make one request of the Romans, and that is that your son should be the king in your place. And then, you know, he'll be your puppet. Then you could tell Asvirus, your son, who you just made king, that he should release the city of Tveria from having to pay taxes. And that will for sure work. Of course he's going to listen. Another story with Rabbi and Antoninus. Amrlei, Antoninus said to Rabbi, Mitzarin li chashuvi Romai. The important people, the noblemen of Rome, are causing me all sorts of trouble. What can I do to avoid the suffering that they're causing me? Rebbe didn't want to give him explicit advice, you know, to make it sound like he's advising on how to cause the downfall of these people, so he gave him a hint. Ma'ilelgina, he walked with Antoninus into a garden every day to visit him. Kol yoma akale pugla mimishara kame. Every day he would take a radish, one radish, from the row that was in front of him in the garden. Amar shemamina hachi karmali. So Antoninus realized what Rebbe was saying, what Rebbe was doing by picking out a radish. He was saying, the best way to defeat them is take them out one at a time. Don't try to attack all of them simultaneously. So because if you try to do that, then they'll realize that you're trying to wipe them out, and they'll be on to you. But if you just, you know, pick them off one at a time, so then you'll be successful. So why didn't Rebbe just give this advice explicitly? Because because he knew that the Chashuvei Rome are going to hear about it and they're going to cause him all sorts of trouble. They're going to persecute him. Why didn't Rebbe at least give the advice in secret, in private? Because the Pasuk says that a little birdie in Shemayim can bring the word from one place to another, so he didn't want to take that risk. So the main point over here, Rebbe advised Antoninus on how to see to it that his son becomes king and that Tiberius is released from taxes. And he also advised Antoninus on how to take care of those people who were causing him tzaros, of those Romans who were causing him tzaros. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we are going to learn Daf Yud Amud Beis from where we left off, from Havalei Hubarta Dishmei Geira, from the fourth line on Daf Yud Amud Beis.